Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show podcast. Today is Friday, December 4th, 2020. Tonight's edition is going to be a little more comprehensive than what we normally do because there's been a lot of activity and a lot of data and a lot of things that have happened lately that Dr. Nyman wants to go over. Dr. Nyman?
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, tonight I was going to concentrate on the number of cases, which is going up pretty dramatically. And this was anticipated. I said a week ago that I thought some of the projections seemed to be low and that it seemed that, particularly on the deaths, that it seemed that the deaths were increasing pretty quickly, and that was to be expected because of the increases in the number of cases that were hospitalized, and before that, the number of cases. So the number of cases has been going up pretty dramatically for several weeks now, and that quickly translates into an increase of the number of hospital admissions, and then there's a little bit of delay before that translates into an increase into the number of deaths. And some of the projections, the University of Washington had a projection by March 1st or the end of February that there would be 470,000 deaths in the U.S. And I thought that number seemed low because you could get to that level with a little over 2,000 a day, and the numbers were already hitting 2,000 a day, and they were heading for 2,500 with numbers going to 3,000 to 4,000 after the holiday spike hits, which is expected to be coming up in the next week or two. So I thought that number is low, and then today they did update it. So now the new projection is without any changes in masking or any easing of the restrictions that are out there, they're projecting the numbers to get over a 500,000, actually up to 500 and almost 530 million. Cases by the end of February. Actually, 538 is what the average is. Could be as high as 593. And so that's over 500,000 deaths, and that's without things changing, and that takes into account the vaccine rollout, which really is going to have a whole lot of an impact by the end of February, because it's really not going to get going until the end of this month, and it's a two-shot regimen. And so between the time it takes to get the two shots and the time for the second shot to be fully effective, it's only going to offer protection in February. And the ones that are dying in February will largely be infected in January and December. And so the vaccine might have an effect on the number of deaths in March and April, but probably not have much of an effect for January, February. So the numbers today were pretty dramatic for the number of cases. I think the numbers are going to go a little bit higher in California as of 7:30 local time. The total for today is 225,421, which is significantly higher than yesterday's, which was a new record, which was at 213,351. And it's not that unusual for the numbers to increase on Friday. Typically, the numbers start low on Monday because they're still mostly reporting Sunday's results on Monday. And then they kind of get higher on Tuesday through Friday, and the highest numbers are on Friday, and then they drop off a little bit on Saturday, because even though they're reporting Friday numbers, not everybody reports data on the weekend. And so they tend to drop a little bit on Saturday and then drop even more on Sunday. And then Monday is also just about as slow as Sunday is, because they're reporting Sunday's results. So just to give an idea on how dramatic this week was, and the numbers for the last couple of days confirmed that that's really the number it's at. It's not just leftovers from the four-day weekend. But on Tuesday, the number of cases went up to 185,186 with 2,509 deaths. And then the next day it went higher up to 195,970 with 2,785 deaths. And then yesterday it went even higher with, it broke 200,000. And so it got up to 213,351 with 2,831 deaths, which was a new record. And then today, the cases, as I mentioned, went up to 225,421. There's a reasonable chance they'll go even higher with a full set of data from California. And the deaths were down a little bit, but they were still 2,657. And then to give an idea of how dramatic these numbers are and how widespread they are, the number of cases with states that are reporting over 10,000 cases is at an all-time high. Just to go through the states that reported over 10,000 cases today. Number one was California with 21,921, and I think that number might end up getting closer to 25,000 before the reporting for today is completed. Second was Texas at 13,699. And then next came Pennsylvania with 11,763. Pennsylvania also had 11,000 yesterday, 11,460, which is a dramatic increase over the 8,291 the day before. And the 8,000 was a record. So from 8,000, that 3,000 jump, it was possible it was from the holiday, but then it was 11,000 again today. So that looks like that's what the number is up to in Pennsylvania now. And then the other, New York got above 10,000 for the first time since the spring. So the New York is up to 11,271. Illinois is 10,526. Florida is 10,177, and Ohio is 10,114. So you can see those numbers that it's a lot of states that are reporting over 10,000 cases a day, and that's how it got up to the 225,000 for the day. And similarly, just to give a little bit of an idea on the deaths, the deaths, there were quite a few states that reported over 100 deaths today. Number one was Texas with 255. Number two right now is California with 199, but I think it might be getting closer to the 250 or Texas before the day is out. Pennsylvania reported 169 deaths today. Illinois was 157. Ohio was 129. Florida was 124. And Missouri was 113. And more. There was over 100 was Kansas, 107, but Kansas just reports every other day. So the 107 is probably a combination of Thursday and Friday. So that's another indication at how quickly the numbers are going up on both deaths and cases. Now, the cases are going up quicker than the deaths because the deaths are really reflecting, you know, who was hospitalized 2 or 3 weeks ago. And so that's running on that rate, whereas the cases are really taking off. And unfortunately, this dramatic increase in cases is probably not due to Thanksgiving because of travel and events, because it's really too soon for a significant number of those cases to be registered. Those that were infected on their way to holiday weekends or during the holiday weekends generally aren't going to be tested until like the beginning of this week at the earliest, because they're most, they don't have symptoms and want to be tested. They're still going to wait a few days so there's enough virus to be detected by the PCR, and others aren't going to get tested until they actually have symptoms. And that usually takes 4 or 5 days. And then after they're tested, it's going to take several days for the results to come in. And in some cases, it may be longer than that because the testing has been somewhat overwhelmed by people that were getting tested to find out if they were infected before they went on the holiday. So some of those might be contributing a little bit to the total. Some of those that were tested before they actually left, they may be registering now. But the ones that were actually infected during travel or during the events, those are going to start showing up next week and the week after because of the time it takes for symptoms to develop, get a test scheduled and get results back, and then get those results reported to the state, and then get the reported results recorded and released in the totals. And so, unfortunately, these dramatic increases in cases that are seen this week are probably going to represent the good old days when there were only 200,000 cases and 2,500 deaths. And so those numbers are both going to go up. The cases especially is going to be going up dramatically in the next week or two. And so will the hospitalizations, which are already at an all-time high. There are over 100,000 cases are already hospitalized. And these added to that from the holidays are going to create some severe strains. The hospitals are already getting to capacity. The healthcare workers are overworked. Some are getting infected or in contact of coworkers that were infected. There's definite possibilities that there's going to be rationing. There's already in some of the rural areas decisions that are being made, who really needs to go to the ICU and who doesn't, among like 3 people that all of which would normally go there, deciding which ones are in most need of the ICU. It's likely that those numbers are just going to get much worse. I mean, the whole concept of flattening the curve is to reduce those numbers at a given time, and so they're spread out over time and can be handled. Unfortunately, it looks like that the curve is way too steep. It started at way too high of a level, and it's not clear how quickly that curve is going to flatten with Thanksgiving travel not really even registering yet, and potential exacerbated even further by Christmas and New Year's and whatever celebrations and holidays travel are going to boost the numbers even higher. The CDC came out with dire warnings before Thanksgiving saying, you know, to try to not travel, and gave different precautions as far as social distancing and mask wearing and bringing your own utensils and trying to be outside. And for those that did travel for Thanksgiving, and now they've issued similar warnings for Christmas and New Year's and other holiday travel. And some of them are just saying, really, you should not do that. You should be staying home now. You should limit exposure because there's too much community transmission. The cases that are coming in now, in many instances, they have no idea how they got infected. The level of virus is getting so high that it's very easy to get infected. You can get infected by using restrooms at a rest stop on the turnpike or, you know, on the interstate. There's all kind of ways that you can get infected now with the level of virus that's out there. On the vaccine front, there's progress. There was approval in the UK of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, and it's anticipated that a similar approval will be granted in the U.S. on Friday, at least after the meeting and vote is. But it's likely by the 10th the Pfizer drug will get approved in the U.S. And then a week later, Moderna is scheduled to be voted on, and that'll likely be approved also. Both of those are in the 90% range, 95% range, actually. As far as efficacy, the efficacy is determined by looking at the patients that do become infected, and then determining how many of those patients had received the placebo and how many had received the drug. And of those people that were infected, the vast majority, 95% of them, actually received the placebo. So that's how that number of 94.5%, 95% of the patients that got the vaccine didn't get infected when compared to the ones that got the placebo. So the vaccine is very effective. Plans have been given out how the initial vaccines are going to be distributed. It sounds like the initial wave is primarily going to go to healthcare workers and long-term care patients. And they're going to be distributing the long-term care through CVS and Walgreens have the contracts to get the medications to long-term care facilities. And then there'll be big trays of, I think, close to, I don't have it right from me. I think it's in the neighborhood of 900 doses are going out on pallets to major hospitals. It'll be involved with the administering of the of the vaccine to healthcare workers. And that's who's going to get the vaccines for the first round. I think there's about 21 million healthcare workers in the U.S. and another 3 million residents of long-term care facilities. And those are first on the list. The dosing requires two shots. So the 40 million doses are really good for 20 million people. Whether they're going to give the 40 million to 40 million people and assume they're going to have drug for the second shot within a month isn't clear. Pfizer apparently is running into some problem getting a full set of supplies to create the vaccines and the vials and the syringes and, you know, the trays or whatever. And so some things were shortages, and they actually cut back their initial projections from 100 million to 50 million, which is going to be a little bit of a delay. They think they'll be able to catch up and still get 1.1 billion done by, I think, the end of next year. And they have some other clients. They just announced that they were going to be delivering some vaccine to Bahrain. It's been approved there. So the drug's been approved in two countries now, the UK and Bahrain. And so that should give some additional confidence that the drug, the vaccine that's going to be approved in the U.S. is, you know, not being rushed as far as the approval process is concerned. The rush part is the U.S. Buying the vaccine, regardless of whether it's approved or not, so that the Pfizer and Moderna were the two messenger RNAs that are covered by Warp Speed. And then there's two more that are covered for their adenovirus delivery systems, and then two more that are recombinant. So there's really six different companies that are being funded under Warp Speed to ensure that they make the first go-round of product even before approval is achieved, so that would be the delivery. Now, beyond the delivery, it's not clear that there are extensive plans on how to distribute these to the patients. You know, from the sites that are going to get them, it's not clear that there's either a plan or funding for that. And so there's some detail for the first wave for the healthcare workers and long-term care facilities. It's a little bit unclear for the more, you know, the next round of at-risk patients. You know, there's some preliminary reports that said it'll be similar to getting a flu shot, that the various pharmacies, that drugstores that you can stop in and get a flu shot, you can do the same thing with COVID. Although these are bigger numbers, although it's not clear what the uptake will be. I mean, that'll be a key component in whether success. Several former presidents in the U.S. have indicated they'll publicly take the vaccine. The three most recent presidents, as well as President-elect Biden, have all said that they will take the FDA-approved vaccine, and they'll even televise or videotape, maybe on the internet, whatever, actually show them getting those shots to get the public more comfortable with getting the vaccination, because making the vaccine doesn't really do any good. They actually have to get the patients vaccinated, and for the two that are likely to be approved, in the first two that are likely to be approved in the U.S. are both messenger RNA wrapped in liposome, and both of them are two dose, require two shots, which are 21 to 28 days apart. So the patient really has to get the initial shot and the follow-up shot before they're fully vaccinated. And the CDC is becoming higher profile. They're putting out a few MMWRs, teleconferencing on both. An initial one was for travel for Thanksgiving, and then there was a follow-up one on travel for Christmas and New Year's. They were very similar. You know, they recommended limiting travel or avoiding travel was their highest recommendation. Then if you are going to travel, they gave, you know, the standard instructions as far as wearing masks and distancing and wearing masks even inside and limiting gatherings to, I think, 10 or fewer, and doing them outside if possible. And you go to the CDC website, they give all the details on these recommendations. And they're becoming a little bit more high profile. Hopefully it's going to be a smooth transition because it sounds like the inauguration is January 20th. So beyond this initial wave, that's probably all that's going to be handled by the Trump administration, and then Biden will take over. And they'll be responsible for the subsequent waves and even completing this first run to healthcare workers in long-term care facilities. Those are really the highlights. The concern really is the dramatic increase in the number of cases. The cases started at a very high level in the U.S. Now they're, you know, well above 200,000 cases a day. This whole week after Monday, which is always low, Tuesday through Friday, there were 2,500 deaths or higher, getting closer to 3,000 deaths. In all likelihood, it will get up to 3,000 deaths a day next week. And I would guess that it's going to get up to at least 250,000 cases a day. And those are dramatic numbers. I mean, they were considered dramatic numbers when, you know, there were a million cases a week, and now it sounds like during the week anyway, it'll be a million cases in 4 days. And those, unfortunately, are not, you know, the highest level. That's probably what the numbers level is going to be next week, and that's not going to be reflecting the Thanksgiving travel. So it's likely that the number of cases is going to go up to 300 to 400,000 cases per day, which will probably be later in the month of February. So December. So by the end of the year, it'll be at least 300,000 cases a day. It may very well be 400,000 cases a day. And that's why these deaths, even at the 530,000 dead by the end of January, may really be an underestimate, because those that are dying in January and February will be infected before the vaccine is really distributed. And, you know, those initial cases are going to be healthcare workers. The general population is not going to get vaccinated until, probably March and April. And March and April vaccinations really aren't going to take effect until, April and May. You know, really more May and June is when they'd be fully vaccinated. And so these next 3 months, through February, are not going to have much of an effect from the vaccination, maybe the very end of February, but that's really on getting infected. The ones that are dying through the end of February, some of them are already infected. And most of the other ones are going to be infected in December before anybody's really been vaccinated. And some will be infected in January, but January, the vaccine really won't have taken effect. People will only have had, those that have been vaccinated will only have the first shot. They won't have the second shot until the beginning of February, and then that's really not going to take effect until towards the middle or end of February. So there really will be very little effect, unless the deaths, unless they're a little bit milder with one shot. The one shot will prevent infection, but it'll reduce the severity of the disease, and therefore there may be some effect on fatalities from the one shot. But the vaccine is scheduled for two shots because the results are significantly better in the two-shot regimen. And like I say, fully immunized from the two shots really won't happen until the end of February. So those are really the highlights. That's really one of what I wanted to touch on today is that the record numbers of cases during the week, including the end of the week today, is easily the highest for cases, and the highest for deaths was yesterday. And these numbers are going to be eclipsed by the numbers next week and the week after. And so the number of cases is going to be quite dire. It's going to have a serious impact on the ability to deliver health care when the hospitals are overrun as anticipated. The outcomes probably will not be as favorable. And so the death rate is probably going to go higher. And by January, it's hard to say how bad things are going to be, except they will be much worse than they are, than they will be in December. And December, the rest of December will be much worse than it is right now. And right now is pretty serious. So it's not a favorable outlook for the next 2 or 3 months. It's definitely going to be a dark winter, and there'll be more compounding of problems by the sheer volume of cases. So I'll do more updates over the weekend.
All right, thanks for the information and the report. Listeners, please always go to PamelaAmerick, that's the all for the latest information, and we will update you on the weekend as this continues to evolve. Thanks for listening.